Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, hello, Beamer family. Happy New Year. Hope you have had a wonderful, wonderful holiday and you're ready to hit the ground running in this 2021. Can you believe that it's already 2021? I know a lot of people were happy to see 2020 end, but I think many of us in our Beamer world certainly had such great highs and lows when we were on the pause, but my goodness, are we in a great place for this coming year. One of the ways that you're going to be able to make sure you get kicked off into the right year, mindset for the new year is to participate in Saturday's kickoff to Power Up Call. That is our national call to kick off the new year. We're going to hear some great updates. We're going to hear from Peter Gleim, from Elba Bosch, from Dr. Burka, and many, many, many others. So you want to plan to participate in that. And that is taking place on Saturday, January 9th, from 12 to 3 Eastern time. That will be 9 to 12 Pacific time. And you can go participate in that through a Zoom call, which is our typical national Zoom call, which are beamermeetings.com. You definitely want to participate in that. I hope you have your pen and paper ready. Amanda and I have some amazing tips to share on goal setting today. So we're going to talk about some tips on sharing goal on setting goals, and we hope that some people will dial in and help us participate and share some of their tips on goal setting. But before we jump into that, I just want to remind people that we do have the price change did take place as planned January 1st. So in the U.S., the Beamer Go Set is $4,490. And the Canadian Pro Set has returned to its original pricing. And the distributor sign-up has also been adjusted from $144 to $199 in the U.S. And so I wanted to make sure people knew that those changes had taken place. But I know a lot of people were able to take advantage of the end-of-year bonus and the gift bonus and really, really had a very, very strong final week. So, Amanda, are you ready to get started on sharing some goal setting? I think we have a great opportunity to help people set their year off right. And, Amanda, since I know you have some great foundation for the conversation, if you don't mind, I'm going to let you talk about how people can create SMART goals.
All righty. So, hello, everybody, and Happy New Year. Welcome to 2021. I've said that several times, 2021, 21, 21, 21. I love the sound of it. I know that we have challenges ahead of us, but I just don't quite think that anything can compare to the challenges we faced in 2020. So there's a couple of things I wanted to touch on. And, you know, at the beginning of any type of a goal-setting activity, it's very important that you create SMART goals. And each letter in SMART, you know, is the first letter of the premise that you want to follow. You want to make sure that they are specific, right? You know, don't, you know, really make them like I would like to bring on 3 new business partners in whatever time frame. So you want to be specific about what it is you want to achieve. And then also, too, you want to make sure that it's measurable, right? So you heard me say 3, right? So make sure that you can it's measurable. And then the other thing, too, you know, is these two kind of go hand in hand, the A and the R, achievable and realistic. You know, we all have big, big, big goals, but sometimes if we set them just way too high and, you know, in our subconscious mind, we're like, you know what, there's really no way that I can achieve that, you know. And so then you don't do the action, you know, that is required to actually achieve the goal, okay. And then the last one, T, for time bound. You got to put a time frame on it, okay? And, you know, for me, there was a book that I read last year that I've touched on a couple of times on Blog Talk, whether it was Friday or Monday, I can't recall. But it's called The 12-Week Year, and it's by Brian Moran and Michael Lennington. And the thing that I like about the 12-week year is it really shortens the time frame. There's a couple of, you know, key points to the book, but I highly recommend that you get it. Instead of looking at the 12 months of a year, look at 12 weeks and treat each week as like what you're trying to get done in a month. And the problem that we have a lot of times, you know, the statistics are quite high that people come into the year with these grandiose New Year's resolutions, but by February they've fallen off the wagon, right? You know, so execution is the problem. And it's very easy to procrastinate when you set a goal for a whole year. But if you set a goal for 12 weeks, then you're not going to waste a lot of time because you don't have a lot of time to waste. Right? And so that goes along with what I was talking about. You know, 12 months is just too long. You know, look at it and, you know, chunk it down into smaller, you know, increments when you're doing your goal setting. Because what that gives you the ability to do is to look at what you've done. You can assess what's working, what's not working, and you can adjust. I think it's very important that in this process we have accountability. I'm a huge proponent of having accountability partners. And, you know, you also have to, you know, look at continuous improvement, you know, like we were talking about, refining what's working, what's not working. Go to your, you know, your upline mentors and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. And then you can talk through it and figure out what's working and what's not so that you have time to adjust, you know, whether you're looking at a 6-month goal, a year, or 12 weeks, like what I'm kind of suggesting. But I didn't want to go, you know, overboard on that too much, but I definitely highly, highly recommend the book. And so I'm going to toss it back over to you, Belinda, for any additional comments that you want to talk about around goal setting.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks, Amanda. That is a great foundation, SMART, and that stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, or relevant, and time frame. So you really want, when you're thinking about your goals, you want to make sure that you are keeping each of those goals with that in mind. And, you know, you also want to focus on activity goals as well. So you want to have what you're going to achieve, but you also want to focus on creating goals that are activity-oriented that are going to help you reach those achievements. So I thought I listed out some ideas of what people may consider as part of those goals. And, you know, one thing, too, is it doesn't always have to be business, though today we're going to talk a lot about the Beamer business. But think about what goals you want to have for your health or recreation. I mean, you know, I'm including some fun goals in my 2021 planning. But, you know, your business or personal growth or spiritual growth. So, you know, think about the categories that you may want to consider for your 2021 goals. But let me give you some ideas to think about for your Beamer business growth. And that may be, you know, number one, plan to participate or listen to at least 3 Blog Talk Radio calls each week and switch them up. I mean, we really have so much phenomenal information that comes out on these Blog Talk calls, and we want to increase the participation in that. So plan to participate in, you know, a certain number of Blog Talk Radio calls each week. plan to participate in the quarterly Saturday, Super Saturday calls, or so many regional training calls, or sending out, maybe you want to enhance your follow-up process. So what are some goals you may want to set for that? Maybe you want to set some time to do specific growth commitment for yourself. So that could be learning more about your Beamer business, participating more in the back office. That may be some type of growth that may help you in being more confident in speaking in front of people, or in being more confident in engaging people and telling them about the Beamer opportunities here. So what, maybe it's an engagement in prospecting. Maybe you want to get involved in some networking calls. A lot of those are in Zoom right now in your area to help you meet some new people that may help you in prospecting. Maybe you want to at least commit to participate in the next Fast Track or one of the Fast Track programs. Those are great ways to create the behavior that you want for success. Maybe it's an opportunity to use tools in the 283 program, like iDecide and so forth. I personally have started something that I am making sure that I am calling 5 prospects each week, and they're new prospects, 5 team members and 5 customers. So continuing to make sure that I'm reaching out to 5 new people of each of those categories every week. Maybe that's 2 people for you or 1 person each week, but it helps you to start create that discipline that allows you to make sure that you're going to have the success. And as Amanda was saying, you want to be very specific, and you want to figure out where you want to go, and then break that down and what are the activities and behaviors that are going to help you get there. So I know that, you know, there's so much to share and so many great ideas. We have 45 callers on the line right now, and I'm sure there's some people out there that have some great ideas. So if you have any ideas you want to share or any of your specific goals, I know that we all learn from each other. And this is this blog talk is a call of distributors for and with distributors. So I encourage anyone to press 1 and raise their hand to share their goals as well as we continue to share our directions and so forth. So Amanda, do you have anything to add to that? I don't want to keep rambling and dominate the call too long.
Oh, no worries. I love everything that you're sharing, Belinda. I think one thing that I would add that I really enjoy doing from time to time is creating a vision board. You know, a lot of people, I don't know the statistics, I'm not a psychologist, but we think in pictures, right? And so finding those images of the things that you would like to achieve and putting them into a visual format. So I get those big poster boards, and I find pictures and images and quotes of things that are very reminiscent of the direction that I want to see myself going. I typically do, you know, one that has a combination of, you know, work-life balance, you know, the things that I want to achieve in my career and the things that I want to achieve in my personal life and spiritual life and those kind of things. But I was talking to another friend of mine the other day who does the same thing, and she has started setting up a separate vision board for each of those areas. And so if you've got magazines around or whatnot, you know, just if you see something that jumps out at you, you know, just tear that out of the magazine. I know that there are online, you know, vision board programs and things. I've never done that, but that's something if you're a person that really works from your computer, you can check into some of those. But that's one of the things that I think is really good to, you know, set your goals in a visual format as well. So that's something I like to do. And I've already started one for this year and still has some more work to go, but they're always a work in progress, right, Belinda?
Amen, amen. And that is perfect because you're right. What we think about comes about. So when we have that visual of a vision board that is something that we think about, we see, put it in an area that you're going to always look at. I actually have my vision board in the bathroom, and when I'm brushing my teeth, I'm looking at my vision board. So some people have it in their office. I think that that's a perfect thing. And another thing, too, is, you know, we're going to talk about a variety of different goals and where we want to be, but those goals that you want to accomplish, write them on a 5x7 card and stick them on your bathroom mirror or stick them in your office so you are reading them and looking at them every day. There is a book I know we probably quote regularly on Blog Talk, and that is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. That's a book you read and read and read again, and it is timeless. But what is said there is find your definite major purpose and what's your burning desire, and you want to read that out loud every morning and every evening before you go to bed. So you're setting your day with that goal and where you're going, and you're ending your day and preparing your relaxation, dream sleep state with that burning desire, that definite major purpose, or that's very specific goals that you have for either the 12 weeks or for the year. But if you are able to maintain that focus, what we think about comes about. So great reminder there, Amanda. I'm going to ask if anybody has a tip that they would like to share, to please press one on your phone to raise your hand. And I see one here, so I'm going to open up 931. You are now live on Blog Talk. Area code 931, you're live on Blog Talk.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Hi, Belinda. This is Linda Brenner. And
hi, Linda.
You had just
thanks
asked
for joining
me
us.
Just share a few things on goal setting. So what I do every year in December is I really take some special time set aside, and I think about if this were, and then I flip it to the next year. So this year in December, it's like, where would I like to see myself in all categories of my life, spiritual, personal, and my business? What would make me feel really, really good in December of 2021? And then I just start writing down a lot of things. I don't start out setting a goal. You know, this would make me feel like I've really accomplished whatever it is I want. And when you're setting goals, you do want to split it up. One of the things I do to make sure I'm in balance, because I have a tendency not to be in balance, is on my calendar, I have three color codes that I use. So my business is in green, and then my personal life is in blue, and then my spiritual life is in purple. It doesn't matter what colors they are. And the reason I do that is that at the end of every single month, when I look back, I can see how in balance I am. I mean, in a second, I can look and say, oh, my gosh, I really neglected this. So, you know, for me personally, you know, my God, my spiritual life is first. My family is second. My business is third. And that is just a little tip that has helped me tremendously, especially if any of you have children growing up. You have a lot of commitments. It helps you to really stay into perspective. And then I have a philosophy, and that is, and I've had it for years, and it's always worked for me when I'm setting my goals, and that is I go for the eagle, I bag the pheasant, and I never eat crow. And that has really worked for me. So I set a goal, and then I push that goal up, still reasonable, but definitely with a push for my eagle. Then I have my pheasant goal. I absolutely do not want to go below that particular goal. I just will not be happy if I've not achieved it. And if I do that, then I never eat crow. I'm a person who I don't like not being able to, you know, make my goals. So I have a flexibility of a big push and then another push. If your goal is not exciting, you're not going to do it. But it also has to be, as they mentioned earlier, it has to be reasonable. So it's not about always what you want. You have to put down what you want, but then you have to start breaking it down and saying, is this going to work in my circumstances? And still keeping that, you know, that goal out there with a push. Like they talked about earlier, and from the same book, all of my goals are 90 days. I don't ever go beyond the 90 days. And then what I do is, let's say I've set a goal. Where do I want to be in 90 days? Now, this is really important. You've got to backtrack it to really be successful. If this is what I want to do in 90 days, then what do I have to do in this next 30 days? So 30 days, I have to do this to be on track to be able to accomplish that in 90 days. That's still not enough. Got to break it down from 30 days. What do I need to be able to accomplish every single week that's going to match my 30-day goal, which is going to take me to 90? And then I break it down again, because the truth is you'll reach your goals day by day, not week by week, not month by month, not 3 months, not 6 months or a year. You reach it every single day by what you do. And that makes it so much more doable, because you've really broken it down. And it doesn't look so big. It's like, wow, if I just did this every day, then by the end of the week, I'm going to be able to accomplish and I'm going to be, you know, right on track. So that's just how I really break goals down. I think it's really important. They have to be doable. They have to be for you, not what somebody else wants you to do, but, you know, really what you want to do, and then get that plan in place day by day by day, and you will be able to achieve it.
That is fantastic, Linda. Thank you so much for sharing. I mean, I was writing a whole bunch of notes from everything you were saying, and I'm sure a lot of other people were too. That was wonderful. Thank you so much for joining and sharing all these amazing tips.
Yes, thank you, Linda. I loved what you said. And one of the things that I want to highlight, she was talking about your accomplishments, you know, day by day, week by week, and month by month. And what happens when you're doing that is you are building your own self-confidence. If we sit around and we wait on doing something and we procrastinate, that's a downward spiral where we start to, you know, doubt ourselves, and then we doubt ourselves more, and it's just like spirals down. But if you accomplish something each day, you're like, wow, look what I did. And that propels you to do it again the next day, the next week, and it just really, really increases your confidence, because the more you do something, the better you get at it. So I love that you said that, Linda. Thank you.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Well, we have a few more people, so I'm going to open the line up for area code 720. Area code 720. You are live on Blog Talk.
Well, good morning. This is Mary King from Bailey, Colorado. We're having nice weather. We've had snow. Hi. I just wanted to say that last call, was that Linda? That was inspirational.
Yeah, it was Linda Brenner.
That was inspirational. And each of you sharing has just been a blessing to me to hear goal setting again. My husband's a naturopath, and together our goal is to help people regain their health and keep it. But that's very general, which you would probably agree. I do have a list of things. I don't know if I've prioritized them, but I'm planning to do the next fast track. I've listened to Blog Talk weekly since we became distributors in whenever Blog Talk started. Especially, I am on Monday through Wednesday. We haven't had Friday for a while. Would like to have Zoom meetings more regularly with the team. I have my OM coming down this week, and we're going to go over some of that to make it more effective, and continue with accountability with my OM. I think I already mentioned fast track. And then I would really like the number of prospects weekly. I do have 6 to 7 prospects weekly, but they are patients, and I need people outside of that, which I look for. Many of them have Beamers, some don't. And then I also like to always attend the regional team meetings, the regional managers meetings, the national meetings, and I like the vision board. I'm not sure how that's workable for me, but that, I mean, that's what I did in a company long ago, but I haven't done since. So thank you, thank you, thank you. What a wonderful time of sharing.
Well, thank you, Mary. Thank you for sharing your list with us. And so now what that just made was now you're accountable because we all heard it. Thank you for coming on and sharing that with us.
Okay.
Great. Well, now I'm going in the line for area code 713. Area code 713. You are now live on Blog Talk.
Hello, ladies. It's Sandra in Houston. So Amanda, I think it was Amanda who was talking about the 12-week year. And
yes.
I'm looking for people. I bought his program last year. I think I still have it. And I'm looking for some partners who want to undertake the 12-week year. You know, feel free to share my name, my phone number, you know, my email address, whatever.
So
okay, I'm right here.
Has any.
Go ahead, Amanda.
I will say I wrote down your phone number, and I will text you after this. And I think, you know, that would if you wanted to, you know, you can post that on the Facebook, you know, Beamer IBD page. Or
you're
you
right.
Know,
I so seldom think about Facebook in my life, but you're right. Good idea.
And then also, if you want to chunk it down, you know, a little bit further to your region, I'm sure your regional, you know, has a Facebook page as well, most likely.
Yes.
But I think I love your idea. I love, you know, your inclusivity of all of it. I applaud you.
Well, thank you. Well, it's a great program, and I did not do it justice last year. You know, we had the FDA and COVID and a few things like that to mess us up a little bit, and still I know I could have done better. So I want to put that year is past and set up this year.
Awesome. And can I, well, like I said, I'll text you afterwards. Thank you for bringing that up, and thank you for inviting others to join. I followed it in bits and pieces throughout the year. I was not exactly on my game last year after my mom passed, candidly. And so
yeah.
I like the idea of restarting, you know, again fresh and having some people to do it with. So thank you.
Oh, my. You know, we'll all be winners.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Fantastic. That's great. Thank you so much, Sandra.
Sure.
It's wonderful. And that's the beauty of our Beamer world is that we are able to help partner with wonderful people. And it was great for you to make that offer to partner with some people and create accountability partners with others. So good for you. Thank you so much. And, you know, one of the things that, Amanda, you and I always like to write down quotes and things. And one of the quotes that I wrote down from a fantastic call that took place over the holiday break, it was the South Central region. Stacey DeVore had Dr. Chuck Warner on, and he talked about goal setting and reasons for change. And it was just a power pack of great quotes and great information. And one of the things that he said is, all lasting and meaningful change has to happen from the inside. So what you and Sandra were just saying is, you know, we may have set out goals and we may not have accomplished them, but now it's a time to reevaluate and create that burning desire in ourselves to make that change. And I think it's good for us to always reevaluate that, but recognizing that we are the ones responsible for making the change and for making that commitment. So good for you guys. That was fabulous to share. And I don't see anyone else who has raised their hand to be on the call. So if anybody else does have any insights or successes that they've had that they would like to share, please press 1 and we'll add you to the call. In the meantime, you know, a couple of things that I'll share continued ideas with as well. I think we had mentioned that you want to focus on activity goals as part of how you are able to reach those goals that you want to maintain. But what are your activities? So sometimes, you know, you can control your activity. You can't necessarily control the outcome, but you can control that commitment and that behavior. And I think I heard a quote that said, if you maintain a behavior for 21 days and that you are committed to that discipline of doing that, then that behavior becomes part of you, and that becomes easier and easier. So we recognize that sometimes the commitments we're making for ourselves might appear a little bit difficult to begin with, but we're able, if we maintain the discipline to keep it for 21 days, it's going to get easier and easier. And we do have another caller, 505. We're going to, if I can click on, it's not letting me, oh, there we go. So area code 505, you are now live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Sandra from North Carolina. And
hi, Sandra.
I just wanted to share a little bit of what I do for consistency, and I've found it to be successful for my business, and it's all about education. So I use a scheduling platform, and so my goal is to put people in the funnel to communicate with me, and I have four times a day that they can communicate. So I run my calendar. I pre-qualify everybody because of the questions that I set up in there. So it's an acuity scheduling calendar, and I can actually have different calendars coming into that. And so I can find out, one of the questions is, have you ever met with Sandra before? So it allows me to pick up any other notes that I have. But then I go out and I kind of market to people that are, look like they're proactive in their lifestyle, or they may be a health professional, a coach professional. And I've just found that the education that I share with them, I'm not asking them to purchase a Beamer. Sometimes I'm able to incorporate them into becoming a distributor, but I just really like the platform of education, and I thought I'd share that.
That is a fantastic share. Thank you so much, Sandra. I appreciate you jumping on and sharing that great tip. Every time I talk to you, I get great tips. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we only have about 12 minutes left on the call. So if anybody else, everybody's giving such great ideas. You know, Sandra and Linda and I were on a call this morning with the South region, Rick Roundtree's call, and everybody gave a couple of their SMART goals, what their SMART goals were for the year. And I was writing feverishly because there were so many wonderful goals. And so, you know, think about, where are you and where do you want to be? Maybe you want to become senior. Maybe you want to become a group leader or have an opportunity to be, you know, a team manager, or maybe you want to get your Beamer paid for. You know, any one of those goals are fantastic. And it, you know, where do you want to be? And then, as Linda said, how do you break that down to be able to find that? So wonderful, wonderful ideas shared so far. So Amanda, I don't see anyone else on our call. Is there anything that you want to add? Or wait a second, I think I just got somebody that just raised their hand. So let me put area code 931. 931, you are live on Blog Talk. Oh, I think
Hi,
that
Belinda.
Was Linda.
This is Linda Brenner again. I just wanted to leave one thing that's really been helpful to me that it's very easy for all of us to fall into. And I have a little sign on my desk, and I look at it every day, and it says, do not confuse activity with accomplishment. And that's so important because it is so easy to get busy, 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 busy with what you think you're doing, and yet it's not really matching what you have to do on a daily basis to accomplish that. So I just wanted to share that. That's something that's really helped me to stay focused and on track.
That is fantastic. Thanks so much, Linda. You are a wealth of wisdom today. Thank you so much. And the other part I want to remind some people is remember that self-talk. You know, what you believe is going to happen is what's going to happen. So I think Henry Ford had said, whether you think you can or think you can't, you are right. So make sure that your self-talk is positive, that you are turning those negative self-talk ideas over to positive affirmations that are helping you recognize that you can and will achieve those goals. So, you know, make sure that your self-talk, you're able to check that if you need to. But, you know, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can, the body can achieve, you can achieve it. So those are just some other words of wisdom. And I know we're in the wind down stage. So, Amanda, how about if I let you do some closing out here, and then I'll wrap it up and close out the call.
Fantastic. Great tips today from everybody. I loved all the people that called in with your tips. Thank you so very much for participating. I think that's one of the things that we really, really enjoy about Blog Talk on Mondays is the interaction that we get to have with all of y'all out there. So I'm going to close with a quote from Bob Proctor. I really, really like him. He's an incredible trainer and motivational speaker. And this quote is, "Your purpose explains what you are doing with your life. Your vision explains how you are living your purpose. Your goals enable you to realize your vision." I thought that just really tied it all together and wanted to leave you with that. So back to you, Miss Belinda.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks, Amanda. You know, one of the things that I want to remind everybody is that you are a walking billboard. You know, your Beamer, people around you, if you are faithful with using the Beamer and taking this opportunity to enhance your diet or enhance your activity. You know, Beamer helps you to look better. It helps you to walk better. It helps you to do the things that you want to do and even behave better. So recognize that you are a walking testimonial. You are a walking billboard. And Dr. Wayne Dreyer quote that I heard this morning was, "Be your own hero." You know, you are able to accomplish anything you set your mind to, and we are excited to be a part of these calls with you. We hope that you continue to participate in Blog Talk. We hope you have a fabulous new year, and we are excited to hear from you and see you on all of the meetings and the future calls that we have. So happy new year, everyone. Hope you have a wonderful, productive week, and hope you are all planning to be a part of Saturday's kickoff to have a wonderful year. Thank you so much. Bye now.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.